Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Vince Del Monte here on the Vince Del Monte Podcast. Going to do a really quick mini episode here in 10 minutes. A lot of things going on right now in the world. And the time of this podcast, it's a Friday. I got to double check the day. Let me make sure. I don't even know what day it is of the week. So you guys have some context to this, January 8th. So you guys all know what's going on. Craziness at Capitol Hill. Been getting asked a lot of questions lately about Trump, about COVID, about Bitcoin, about Clubhouse. I thought I'd just come on here and just share with you guys something I think that would be more valuable for you than my thoughts on these things, because my thoughts on these things are really just my thoughts. And I rely on the good word to where I get my source of truth. And I think right now what I'm seeing in the world is a lot of distractions. I actually do want to share my thoughts though on COVID and Bitcoin, because I was in the $100 million mastermind last night and there was some awesome conversation around these things. How it's hard to know like what the heck's going on. So I will share my thoughts on these things. But what I really want to talk to you about is how to have a great 2021. And if you haven't noticed, like just this week alone, like you're hearing about Bitcoin, you're hearing about Trump, you're hearing about COVID, you're hearing about more lockdowns, you're hearing about Clubhouse. It's, oh my gosh, I just wanted to do this one thing. I was so clear a few weeks ago at the end of December on how to have a great year. And now I'm so overwhelmed. There's all this stuff going on. I'm distracted. And the number one trait of a leader, my friends, is your ability to concentrate on what matters, all right, to cope with what you can't. And to add one more thing, I just drew a blank there, but concentrate on what matters. That's what I want to talk to you about today, to direct your attention to what truly matters, all right? To be able to direct your focus, because a lot of people don't hit their goals with from a belief that I don't have a lot of time, Vince. Of course, you don't have a lot of time if you don't know how to direct your focus, if you don't know how to direct your energy, if you don't know how to direct your attention, all right? And it's never a lack of time that prevents you from achieving your goals. And there are a lot of distractions in the world right now. In fact, distractions comes from a Latin word that means pulling apart, separating of the mind, mental disturbance. And distractions cause 6 things. You want to write these down. The first thing that distractions cause are a divided heart. 2, a disengaged mind. 3, a distorted perspective. 4, a discouraged soul. 5, a disruption to your priorities. And 6, distractions destroy your leadership. Distractions destroy your leadership. Can I get some love on that? And we have to recognize the destructive force of distractions. The devil comes to divide. The devil comes to distract. He comes to disappoint. And you have to realize that all these things happening around you, they're forms of distractions. All right. So how do we combat these distractions? We need to have, I will give you one tangible piece right off the get bat. So you got to have trusted people to go to. All right. Yesterday, we got to hear from Walter O'Brien, who's considered one of the world's smartest men. And he just basically ran down his thoughts on COVID. And it was like the elephant in the room. Everybody wanted to know, where does this guy stand on COVID? He shared some very interesting things. He just pretty much said bullet list stuff. This is a non-natural occurring virus. This is though his terms, I rarely ever swear, but he said this is a massive human clusterfuck. That's pretty much what COVID is. It was released by a woman who didn't follow 3 different safety standards. And it was a virus that was being played with by somebody who shouldn't have been playing with it. Is it real? It's 100% real. Are the numbers real? Absolutely not. When you're getting $39,000 for the contribution of the label COVID to a death, pretty much all deaths are now COVID. It is mutating. There are going to be like something like 16 strains. The vaccine will, it should kill off most of them, unless you've got some form of condition. But that's probably going to be something that you have to decide on based on how you view risk. Really, at the end of the day, this thing can cause anything from a sniffle to not being able to use your lungs properly the rest of your life. And you just have to look, you have to do your research on the risk standpoint associated with taking a vaccine versus the risk point of not taking the vaccine. And that's just your decision. So it's going to really come down. Some people don't want to manage that risk of catching it. Some people are fine with the risk of catching it. So that's going to be a personal decision for each person. But is COVID real? Absolutely. It is a real virus. It's around. It's not going anywhere. Has it been politicized? 1,000%. Has it been capitalized on by fake news? 1,000%. Has it been blown out of proportion? 1,000%. Will I get the vaccine? Probably not. Very likely not, just because I'm a very risk adverse person for the most part. I just see more risk taking the vaccine than not taking the vaccine. So for me, if I felt there was a greater risk to not getting vaccinated, I'd take the vaccine. I'd be first in line. All right. It just comes down to your risk tolerance. So those are my thoughts on COVID, on Bitcoin, right? A lot of people have been talking about Bitcoin. Here's the thing with Bitcoin. Let me just share with you some high level insights. Bitcoin is here to stay. It's predicted to replace gold. It's something that you need to hold. All right. It's not something that you're going to cash in on, like, you know, when it's high. It's something you're going to hold. It's something you're not going to look at. Does it matter when you buy it, when it's high or when it's low? It doesn't matter. Just buy gold. The thing with Bitcoin, from the guys that I'm learning from, who are extremely smart, very successful people with very wealthy portfolios, if you want to get in on Bitcoin, just invest into it consistently. Don't worry if it's low. Don't worry if it's high. Don't cash out if it drops. Just don't look at it. Don't look at it. Bitcoin's going to be a long-term investment. A lot of it's getting bought up right now. It's something that you could definitely look into. If you're like, what is Bitcoin? Is it something I should look into? It's definitely worth looking into. If you got some money, it's something that you're going to put in. Don't look at it every day. It's something that you're going to hold on to for a long-term investment. All right. So those are my thoughts on that. Trump, man, it's just, I don't know what to say about Trump. To be honest, I'm pretty proud of myself. I've really disconnected from social media over the last couple of weeks. I took a sneak peek because I was working at 1 o'clock in the morning and I just wanted to go on. It's almost for me, the news is now entertainment. Like I literally went on the news for entertainment. It was a long day. I cranked out work from 7:30 p.m. until about 1 o'clock in the morning. I had a list of 40 things I had to do. Look at this list, guys. I look at this list and as you can see, most of it was crossed out. I had an espresso and I went to town. I put on my Baroque music for extra brain power. I learned that from Jim Quick's Limitless book. And I just got in the zone and I knocked out 90% of the stuff on my list. And then I'm like, oh, time to go to bed. I need a stress release. So it's crazy. I actually watch the news for a stress release because for me, it's just pure entertainment at this point. I'll say my thoughts on, I'm not a product of this world, right? I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I believe in a heaven. I believe in a God that's governing all of this. It doesn't matter who's in power. I truly do not believe it does not matter who's in power. God's got a plan. His hand is on all of this. He's a sovereign God. He's a holy God. He's a loving God. He's a just God. I believe in a God that has got a say already in this, and I don't need to worry about it. What I just need to worry about is what I can control. So I'll be honest, I don't even have much to say about Trump. That's what I wanted to say. What are my thoughts on Trump? I don't have any thoughts on Trump. I don't know what the heck's going on. I heard yesterday he got his entire social media disabled. That's like crazy to me. I can't imagine having my own social media disabled. My whole predictions on this, on what's going on in the world with politics, I think it'll be a very weak presidency. I think Trump's going to start his own massive media empire, and he's going to start campaigning for the next 4 years. And he'll make a comeback himself, or he'll put one of his daughters into office. And if one of his daughters comes into office, he gets a 5% swing, he's in. So I think what you're going to see is Trump start campaigning for the next 4 years. I think it'll be very, not many changes are going to come. I'm going to advise everybody right now to understand that what's happening in the world is a massive distraction, and you need to focus on what you can control. If your business has been suffering, I apologize. I feel bad, but listen, there is so much opportunity in the world right now. It doesn't make sense what's going on, but you have to figure out how to make sense of it for your sake of your safety and your family and your future. Right now, they just announced yesterday here in, where are we at? In Toronto, that idiot Ford, freaking the most moronic government in the world, Canada. We have the most moronic, incompetent politicians in the world. complete morons, complete idiots, zero leadership. These guys are making the dumbest decisions possible. It's almost like a comedy show at this point, where they've just literally announced that kids aren't going back to school for another 2 weeks, despite there being zero transmission, no cases. The more we lock down, the more the cases go up. It must be probably the most idiotic people in the history of existence who are making these decisions. They've done nothing positive. And guess what? I've accepted that. I've accepted that they're not doing anything. I can't put my hopes in them. I should never put my hopes in the government. All right. I should never put my hopes in my government. And I don't trust my government. I don't even trust myself. I have to trust God. I have to trust what I can do with myself and trust God. And I have to take massive action on what I can control. All right. I have to focus on what I can control. I should never trust somebody else to take responsibility of my future. All right. And or my health or my family. That's on me. All right. I've already been given skills. I've been given gifts. I've been given the freedom to make choices. And really, my message on all this right now is to focus on what you can control. All right. If you focus on frustration, you'll find it. If you focus on fear, you will find it. If you focus on fighting, you will find it. But if you focus on favor, if you focus on blessings, if you focus on what you can do, you're going to have an amazing year. It's going to be another great year. I promise you, it will be an amazing, great year. Wealth is not disappearing. It is just moving hands. I cannot tell you about how many of my friends whose businesses have exploded. And a lot of them are afraid just to share how well they're doing because of all this. If you're in the health business, if you're a trainer, your business should be thriving right now. All right. The fitness industry is not going to be the same ever again. People aren't going to keep going back to gyms. All right. Because they bought into the narrative. The narrative is done. Like people here in Ontario, here's the crazy part. They actually want the lockdown. Like it swung so far to the opposite side. People, if you watch social media, they actually want the lockdown. People actually think the lockdowns work, despite countries that have not locked down getting better results. People still, the narrative is so strong right now. You just simply have to realize, okay, you're not going to win any debates. The only thing that you can do right now is focus on building your business, being present with your family, producing value, showing up with positivity, with light, with hope. I apologize. I feel like this podcast has already got a little negative. I don't mean it to be. I want you to know that, like, the devil comes to distract you. So if you're being distracted, it's because you're being attacked. Your soul is being attacked. Your mind is being attacked. Your heart is being attacked. Your physical body is being attacked right now. You are being attacked. If the devil can get your mind, you're done. Because you can't be present for your family. You can't be present for your community. You're done. As soon as he's got your mind captive, you're done. You're out of the game and he's going to move on to somebody else. He wants to put a noose on your head, strangle you. And this is what's starting to happen to people. Literally suicides, depression, anxiety, drug use, divorce. Do you not see this is an attack? This is an attack. All right. People say, Vince, you're getting into conspiracy theories. It is a freaking conspiracy. All right. It exists. It's a conspiracy to attack your mind. All right. So we have to win the war from within. We have to win the war. The number one person you're fighting right now is not the government. It's not your neighbor. It's not anything external. It's inside. The number one fight you have to win is the fight with you. All right. You have to ask yourself, is this all happening to me or is this happening for me? Is this happening to me or for me? Let me know. What do you think? I'd love to hear your thoughts. And we have to reframe everything we're going through as an opportunity, as a blessing, all right? As, wow, I wonder why this is happening right now. This must be set up for my future, for me to get better. All these troubles I'm going through, why am I going through so many troubles right now? Because you're getting trained. You're getting trained for a battle, all right? We need you to fight the next battle and the next battle. But you haven't even won this little mini battle that you've been given right here in front of you. All right. You can't even focus for more than 2 hours on one project without getting distracted by social media. You haven't earned the next battle. So you have to look at all these distractions as opportunities to improve your focus, improve your attention on what actually matters. So I just want to encourage you all, like, we're all being attacked right now, but you can manage it by what you take in. All right. Nobody's controlling the fact that you have a TV in your home. If you have a TV in your home, that's your fault. If you're watching the news, that's your fault. If you're stressed out all day, that's your fault. Who's holding your phone? Who's going to the social media sites? Who's clicking the apps and scrolling? Who's engaging with the comments? You. It's all on you, just like it is on me. If I'm getting stressed out, it's because I'm feeding it. You got to stop feeding the beast. You're feeding this monster. All right. And the more you feed it, the bigger it gets. The bigger it gets. And you have to starve it. All right. If we all just stopped watching the news, let's just hypothetically say no one watched the news since March. How would your life be right now? I bet you'd be a lot less stressed. I bet you'd be a lot more positive. And I just want to encourage you all to focus on what you can control. All right. And it all starts from within. Start to get your home in order. Get your health in order. Get your wake up time in order. Get into a coaching program. Get into an environment. Heck, the 7-figure mastermind. We've got over 215 members on pace for record years. We had over 150 members from 2020 have record years during a pandemic. Record years. Made more money in a year, had more impact, had more contribution, had more growth during a year where it appeared everything was falling apart. How? Because they're in the right environment. They're around people who are growing, who are taking action, who are focusing their attention, their limited attention on things that matter. All right? Let God worry about what's going on in the world. All right? That's his problem. All right? Let God worry about what's going on in the world. He will utilize the people that need to be utilized to take those things and things that don't make sense. Guess what? He's already got his hand on it. He's already gotten it figured out. He already knows what's going to happen. All right. Everything that's happened in our life in the past that has been negative, has it not turned out for the better? It always turns out for the better. But we don't make sense of it in the moment. Nothing makes sense in the moment because the only time life will make sense is when you watch it in reverse. That's the problem. We can't watch life in reverse. We can't fast forward to the end of the movie to see what happens. This is why we need faith. All right. This is why we need to have a faith outside of faith in just ourselves, right? This is why we need a faith in God, because if it all rested on us, man, we'd all be stressed out because I'm not that confident in myself. I need to know that he's in control and I'm going to just focus on what I've been given to manage. All right. Because his to give and it's mine to manage. It's his to give and mine to manage. And I'm not going to be, I don't want to be an idiot and lose what I've been given to manage. All right. I've been given so much privilege to coach so many incredible students, to have an incredible team, to have an amazing family. My family needs me. My coaching students need me. All right. My family needs me. They can't afford for me to go fight fights that don't matter. All right. I have to fight the fights right here in front of me. I haven't earned that fight yet. If I go fight that fight, my family's going to fall apart. If I go fight that fight out there, my coaching program is going to fall. What I have discovered from COVID, from this whole last freaking 12 plus months, whatever, is that I have very little influence. I have very little influence. The only people I have influence on are the people in my inner circle, the people that have invested into me, into my coaching program, into my community. I have very little influence. So where can I have the most influence? With the people that are closest to me. So what I want to encourage you to do is to have impact and influence on the few people that do trust you right now. Because if you start going out there, they're like, I thought we were working together. I thought you were helping me. So that's why I wanted to come on here. I wanted to share my thoughts on all this. I don't know if this is resonating. I hope it is. Listen, the world's going to get crazier. All right. But you don't need to know it's getting crazier. What you need to know is what's going on inside your own world. All right. Don't start going out there trying to change the world if you haven't changed things that you can control in your personal life right now. What time you wake up at, what you put in your body, how hard you train, the programs you're creating, the people you're coaching, the marketing you're putting out in the marketplace, being on the cutting edge, getting ready to innovate. Like, you guys are going to have to innovate this year. If you guys aren't in the coaching program, you're not around people that are keeping you on the cutting edge, you're going to get left behind. All right. You got to be like, there's so many opportunities popping out of left and right now for all of us. Like, Clubhouse is exploding. All right. That's a separate thing. I was going to talk about that too. Clubhouse is legit. It's not going anywhere. It's excellent for coaches. I'm not fully sure how I would recommend my own coaching students to utilize it, because it will take away a lot of your time and attention listening to very smart people talk. It will probably be a distraction for you. But if you're someone like me, should be on there. All right. And utilizing it, because They haven't opened up to the masses. It's a live stream like podcasting, where it's just audio only, one person talking. There's stages with groups of people who are moderators who are at the top. So when you're sitting there, when you're parked there, people are liking, they're going to your profile, they're finding your Instagram account. And if you get a chance to speak, I've spoken on a couple platforms since I've gone on a couple times. I've been in a couple rooms with Dan Fleischman and Tai Lopez and Grant Cardone, some really big name people, and got to speak on the same stage. And I did a couple shares recently. I had over 200 Instagram followers within 2 minutes of just sharing. So it is a very powerful platform. It is going to explode. All right. People are starting to see you got to treat it with more respect, though. One thing that I want to do with Clubhouse is I'm going to start going live with a couple of my good buddies, and we're going to have set time. So we'll let you know, hey, we're live from 2 to 4, but we'll have, hey, it's going to be on from 2 to 2:30. I'm going to be on from 2:30 to 3. We'll be going from 3 to 3:30. We're going to have set times. That way because what's happening with Clubhouse right now is these 2 hour things are turning into 12 hour marathons, and people are literally sitting there all day. And if you're a coach, a consultant, and you're parked in a room, like, people are growing their followings and getting massive amounts of leads like that. Like, it's not a fad. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not a trend. Clubhouse is here to stay. It's going to be huge. It's by far the most addictive platform. It is invite only, but once they open up to the mainstream and you could potentially have thousands and thousands of people listening to you, just your voice, sharing your thoughts on a subject matter with other respected people in the room. It's like going to a live event. It's like going to a live event with speakers on stage, passing the mic from person to person, talking on topics while people in the audience are listening, and there's deals being all sorts of interesting things going on with it right now. I think that's it, guys. I apologize. I said this was going to be 10 minutes, but when you put COVID, Trump, Bitcoin, and Clubhouse all in the subject title, I think I'm going to say a few more things. All right. So I think my take home message for you guys is, like, if you look at the traits of successful leaders, they're focused. All right. We've got a full game plan for Q1. Our team is focused. We know exactly what our OMG is, our one major goal. We're all directing attention. Already the first week of the year, I brought in a Navy SEAL team to do 2 workshops with my own internal team on responsibility and on feedback. So, like, our own team, we're working internally to prepare to communicate better and to hand off responsibility and hold responsibility at a higher level. So, like, I'm investing into my team right now. I'm investing into my people, or I'm investing into my community. We're pouring so much time and money and effort into building our team to support our students. I want our students to feel safe. The people who are in your world need to feel safe, and that their coach has got you as their priority, so that they can just start taking action and they can start making traction and movement. So this is a calling to everybody there who wants to have a great 2021 and to just direct your attention and your focus to what matters most, right? To what matters most. And just to realize that there's going to be a constant fight for your attention. If you want a great book on helping you get more focused, improving brain power, Jim Quick's book, Limitless, excellent book. I went through it on the weekends or through the Christmas break. Fantastic book on speed reading, memory, focus, how to think, really great tools, a lot of specific tools to improve your brain performance, to be more present and all that. I think that's it. If you haven't subscribed to the Vince Del Monte podcast yet, we do 3 episodes a week. Go to Vince Del Monte podcast on iTunes. Subscribe to my podcast. I would really appreciate that. And we're going to have loads and loads of guests this year. I got a wish list of 50 people that I want to bring on the show. I'm going to be doing a lot more episodes with Corbs and I, myself. And we really just want to help you become a better person, a better man, a better woman. All right. We want to help you maximize your muscle, your mindset, your money, your mission, your marriage. We want to help you have it all. All right. If you're an entrepreneur, we're going to help you start, grow, and scale your online fitness business. We're going to help you become lit, a leader impacting transformation. That is my vision. I feel like I've been given the calling to help trainers see themselves as leaders of their own life, leaders of their community, leaders of their family. You're not a fitness trainer. You're a leader. All right. The world needs more leaders right now. People who have courage to stand up and speak and to take people in the right direction and say why you can't stay here and why we're going here, and to lead them, to know the way and to show the way. Hey, I'm pretty fired up this morning. It's Friday. I'm speaking at Craig Ballantyne's mastermind super soon. I'm speaking to his massive mastermind, and I'm sharing, what am I sharing today? Oh yeah, 5 steps to building a high ticket empire. I'm actually sharing today how to get 40 to 50 high ticket clients at 5-figure price points. So 5 secrets, 5 steps. Maybe I can get the recording of that and share it with our community. This is his private paid mastermind. So I'm really excited. Big Frank Demblanken, who's one of our students, is teaching right before me. Frank just private messaged me. I'm sure he doesn't mind. Dude just had a $2.4 million month in December. Frank Demblanken, by far our top student, $2.4 million month in the month of December selling high ticket fitness coaching. All right, if you're interested in knowing how Frank continues to scale his business and how we're all just trying to keep up to Frank and how he's just pulling us all along, even pulling the coach along, because my business isn't doing $2.4 million a month. So we have a student in our program that's making more than the coach. All right. If you want to get into a program where we're pulling people along, all right, send me a message on Instagram or on Facebook, and my handle's at Vince Del Monte. You'll see the blue verified account. There looks like there's some people posing as me now, which I find funny. Send me a message. Let's talk. Let's see if you're ready, if you're super serious about making 2021 your best year. It's our job to give you your marching orders. Send me a little message. Say, hey, Vinny, I'm ready to talk coaching, and we'll set up a call and we'll take it from there. You guys rock. This is going to be an epic year. Stay focused on what matters, because what you focus on grows. We'll talk to you all soon. Ciao, ciao.